Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry lives in St. Louis and is director of the St. Dominic Mission Society. His preaching is entitled, God Won't Leave Us.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. After the 5,000 had eaten and were satisfied, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side toward Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And when he had taken leave of them, he went off to the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea, and he was alone on the shore. Then he saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. They had all seen him and were terrified. But at once he spoke with them, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." He got into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely astounded. They had not understood the incident of the loaves. On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. The Gospel of the Lord. I very much like black gospel music, which kind of grew out of the African-American community's strong Christian faith through years of slavery, spirituals, the long suffering they expressed in these spirituals, and music that is filled with hope despite all odds. It really is a remarkable expression of faith, this black gospel music. There's one impressive gospel hymn that I like that says, "Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me." It's the hymn, "I Don't Feel No Ways Tired." Nobody told me that the road would be easy, and I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Those words reflect the spirit of today's gospel. A reading from Mark's gospel where the disciples get in a boat to cross the Sea of Galilee and are caught in a storm, terrified. And they're also terrified at seeing Jesus walk on the water, whom they think is a ghost. So the disciples are really astonished, beyond comprehension, when Jesus gets in the boat with them and calms the sea. They seem not to have understood the miracle of the loaves, who Jesus really was. He can certainly calm the storm as well. Today, you and I live in a time of ongoing storms, pandemic, political upheavals all over the world, climatic disasters everywhere on the planet. They're enough to frighten any of us. And not to mention our own personal woes and sufferings. There's a lot to be afraid of. So how do we live in difficult times as Christians? The daily dose of negative breaking news on TV, it only foments our fears. And while opposing groups, they rock the boat even more and orchestrate greater storms to their own political advantage. The divisiveness, the storms everywhere. What do we do as Christians during such storms? Can we live as courageously as today's saint that we remember in the United States here, the Redemptorist Saint John Nepomucene Newman? He sailed from Europe to the United States in 1836 alone a young lad, 28 years old, to be a missionary to the German immigrants who were in great need and great difficulty at that time. Can we be that courageous? The first reading today is from the first letter of John, which says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear." How many times does Jesus say to us, as he said to those disciples getting in the boat, "Don't be afraid"? We Christians do not believe the road will be easy. In fact, Jesus told us quite the opposite, saying we would be persecuted and have to carry our cross if we wanted to follow him. Being a Christian is not a pain-free or problem-free vocation. Instead, it is one that drives out fear with love, a belief that the Lord is in the boat with us during any storm. I know it sounds easy to say. It's a question of our belief, like the African Americans singing gospel music throughout so much suffering and yet keeping their faith, so that we too today could say like them, "We don't believe he brought us this far to leave us."